Don Parrish, American from the American Farm Bureau Federation. I am Senior Director of Regulatory Relations.
Don, let's get up to speed on the waters of the U.S. rule and where things stand today. We've had some movements in the courts where evidently the WOTUS rule has been reinstated in a handful of states. What has transpired here?
Well, what we have is a district court in South Carolina stopping the Trump administration's rule that delayed the implementation of the 2015 WOTUS rule. The reason that delay rule was put into effect is because every court that has looked at this situation has found that that 2015 WOTUS rule didn't comport with the statute and likely violated the Constitution. So it is something that is very, very troubling. This court said that the Trump administration didn't do it its administrative procedures right, so it stopped it from delaying implementation. Implementation that courts have already said that are likely illegal.
What does this mean for those states where the WOTUS rule is now essentially in effect?
This is horrible. To say it's a setback would be an understatement. There's clearly going to be disruptions in economic activity. There's going to be far-reaching and detrimental impacts on farmers, ranchers, construction industry, anybody that's kind of got to do something with the environment, with a shovel or a plow to make the economy go. It's going to create problems. The one that we're the most concerned about is conflicting permitting obligations. This is going to create it across state lines. It's going to make it very difficult for anybody that operates in more than one state to know exactly what the law is and how to comply.
So we see it, the South Carolina judge make this move. I would think that there are other district judges, even to the higher level Supreme Court, where what has happened can be reversed or stopped just to let the process continue on WOTUS, but what are some scenarios here going forward?
Well, there's a number of opportunities to try to limit the impact of this. And the first is to go back to this judge and ask him specifically to reconsider, to talk about kind of what the nationwide impacts are of implementing a rule that's illegal, and then ultimately appeal to his circuit, which is the Fourth Circuit. That's another avenue that we could go to. And then, you know, there's also the option of going to some of these district court judges that have already provided for stays in 24 states to ask for a nationwide stay. And I think all of those issues are on the table. I know Farm Bureau is going to be aggressive in both of those. We're in this fight for the long haul, and this rule is problematic, and we're going to do what we can to take it down.
And as the rule was being rolled out a few years ago, I remember the Ditch the Rule campaign and a lot of education happening, but that's been 2-3 years. So let's remind those listening, and you mentioned agriculture, construction, people that work within the environment, the potential impact of the WOTUS rule. Let's talk specifically about farmers and in some of the ways in which they could be breaking the rule and probably not even be aware of it.
Well, what's interesting, the overreach that occurred in the 2015 rule is really kind of breathtaking. When the Obama administration proposed their regulation, they said they're going to regulate tributaries that are visible to the human eye. Even though they don't have water in them, if they have features like bed, bank, and ordinary high watermark, even though those features are hard to determine, we're going to regulate those as tributaries. When the Obama administration finalized the rule, they said no need for those features to even be visible to the naked eye. If they occur on historical maps, if we can find them on using the latest satellite technology or LIDAR, we're going to regulate those as tributaries. And just think about people that are having to do things on the landscape, put a plow in the ground, and plowing through areas that they cannot visibly see, and then being found both civilly and criminally in violation of the Clean Water Act. And we're talking $50,000 a day fines and sitting time in jail if you do that. This is very problematic, and we have 26 states that this is going to be subject to. And we don't know what the ultimate outcome is going to be, but we're going to work hard to try to make sure that this rule, as illegal as it was, does not go into place.
Don, are there other elements to this that we need to talk about?
You know, this administration is probably going to have a certain period of time to kind of sort out how they're going to implement this, because there are some core districts that operate in two states, and they may be applying the old rule that are very protective in one state, and they may be applying this new regulatory overreach in another state. It's going to take a while for them to get their feet under them, to know how to implement this. The real sad part is if the environmentalists that brought the suit, that brought this rule into being, if they're aggressive, they can go after people on the landscape. They can bring citizen suits against people like that. And that's where I think most of the harm is going to come to us in the short run, is if people want to stop projects to build homes, to build roads, to build schools, the environmentalists have got the tools now to do it.
What, if any, significance is there to having an acting EPA administrator, an interim administrator, some might say, with Andrew Wheeler replacing Scott Pruitt, and of course EPA oversees this rule. So how might that impact this process?
Well, the good news is even last week, the administration, the Trump administration, and now acting Administrator Wheeler, finalized a comment period on repealing a permanent repeal to the 2015 rule. And they laid out in excruciating details all of the problems with that rule. You know, it wrote the term navigable out of the Clean Water Act. It violated the due process clause because people didn't know how to comply with the law. It extended beyond Congress's commerce power authority. There were just so many problems with this regulation that, you know, they took comment on. Now what we are asking the administration to do is get busy. They've got to do their job right. They've got to dot every I and cross every T, but they need to get on with the business of repealing the 2015 rule once and for all. It needs a stake in its heart, and it needs to go away. What I'm going to tell your listeners is that may be 2-3 months away, but we need the administration to be working hard to justify what they do here and to take into account all of the comments that were made during that comment period. But we want to see this rule go away.
Anything else, Don?
You know, I want to tell people that we kind of anticipated this. It is a setback, but clearly the courts that have looked at this rule, at least looked at the substance of the 2015 WOTUS rule, have found it to be illegal. What this judge looked at was the process that EPA used to extend or to postpone the implementation of this rule. We think this judge got it wrong. This judge said that EPA should have considered both the 2015 and the rule that's being implemented now in the delay rule. That was not the part. That was not the piece of this rule that was important. The piece of this rule that is so important is the chaos that is now created by 24 states now having stayed this rule, or a court stayed this rule, so it doesn't have to go into effect. And now we've got 26 states where it will. And an administration that really is at odds as to how to implement it. So it's going to be a mess. It is a setback, but we're going to do everything we can to straighten it out.